Don't miss Mary Queen of Scots, the perfect story for our times, starring Academy Award nominee Saoirse Ronan.
Your queen is in Scotland now.
And Academy Award nominee Margot Robbie.
Queen Elizabeth, your cousin Mary has returned to rule.
She has a claim on your crown.
You would have me depose the sister monarch.
Critics are calling it thrilling, stunning, 5 stars.
If you murder me, you murder your sister.
Mary Queen of Scots, in cinemas January 18th.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor. Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson. Ava Nagila Weber.
Lisa Wallant, now that's what I call Valentine.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Susie going toe to Tobin.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Kelly Grant, the Grandmaster.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker from The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which is on YouTube. 3 episodes, fourth one coming soon. And joining me is the wonderful, hilarious star of all stars. It's Ronnie Karam, who can also be found on the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast podcast, which is back because The Bachelor's back. So go listen to that, you bachelor heads. Hey, Ronnie, what's going on?
Hi, Ben. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. We made it to the middle of the week. It's very exciting. We've had exciting things happening all week long here on this podcast. The big thing is that we just announced a show in Portland in April. We're doing a Portland show. Tickets for that go on sale tomorrow, Thursday. But guess what? You can get your tickets ahead of time if you're on Patreon. There's a Patreon presale. So go check that out while that's still happening. Just go to Patreon. The link is on our webpage, watchcrappens.com. And while you're there, you can also get tickets to a whole bunch of other cities. We're talking about Dallas, which is coming up in just a few weeks. We're talking about Vancouver, which is a few weeks after that. We're talking about Boston. We had to add a second Boston show. We're talking about Phoenix. We're doing Phoenix the day after Portland, which is pretty crazy. We're going to Irvine. We're going to so many places. I feel like I left one out. But you got to come to our show. You got to come. You got to come see the show, okay? Because it's fun. It's hilarious. You'll make friends. Don't worry about coming alone. Don't worry about it at all. You'll be welcome. It's one big happy family. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to be on social media looking at all the pictures and the videos and getting FOMO and be like, I could have gone. But you
could have been there.
Could have been there. It could have happened.
It could have been great.
It could have been wonderful. So yeah, come to our show.
Yeah, do that. Go get t-shirts. Ben in the Streets, Ronnie. Ben in the Streets, Ronnie in the Sheets. Available at crappandswitch.com only for another couple of weeks. Now, let's get on to our favorite part of this show, the recaps.
Yay. Oh, my God. I'm so happy that it's Below Deck Day. I miss this show. I want to give it a hug. I just want to grab that yacht and hug it. Hug that yacht.
Well, you better... What does she say? I don't have my notes open.
Check yourself.
You better check yourself before you wreck yourself. Yeah. Is he? Huh.
Kate did not seem to really enjoy Laura saying check yourself, because where we start up is where we left off last time, which is Laura downstairs being like, I'm sorry, Kate. I'm sorry. But you really need to figure your shit out, okay? Have some respect and consideration for me constantly cleaning up for you all day, okay? You need to check yourself. Understood? Understood.
This is insane, dude. You need to seriously figure your shit out.
like,
you
damn.
Need to check yourself, Kate.
And then, yeah. And Kate's just standing there looking at her, like, you know, with that look on her face.
You could have just handled that situation differently. I'm sorry. You could have left the towels on the floor and considered it art. You could have left the toilet unflushed.
I'm sorry.
You could have left the back hair and the back shaver razor thing.
Sorry. I feel like everyone from Calgary to Edmonton to Alberta would agree with me. I'm sorry. It's just wrong. You got to check yourself.
So do you want to quit?
I want you to check yourself.
Kate's like, rule number one, don't scream at your superior in front of guests. Rule number two, don't scream at your superior, period. Rule number three, check yourself, sorry.
It's like you're so fake. It's like you're telling people you're from Banff, but you're really from Ottawa. Check yourself. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
So then Laura is in the best place to be when you need to get punished, the laundry room. It's like, well, that worked. You know, now you're standing in front of some washing machines again. And Kate goes straight up to the captain and she's like,
I'll be able to hear anything.
And he's like, I didn't hear nothing unless you count the sweet song of the ocean's wave piping through the non-mechanical disc man I was born with called ears.
So you were not able to hear what sounded like a collection of foghorns going off? No?
Did Riley get mad at someone again? Or
did you hear what sounded like a tuba sonata? No? No.
Now I'm turning Kate into Laura.
No, I'm sorry.
Huh? Sorry.
By the way, I just want to say that when Kate said, do you want to quit? The lilt in her voice, she was so excited. She was like, I've finally pushed her to the right place. Like, I'm here it comes. I'm giving her the opportunity. Do you want to quit? You want to quit? And Laura said no. You could just hear Kate's stomach sinking. Like, huh?
Yeah. There was the lilt only heard by people really used to having to fill out paperwork from the unemployment office. Like, yeah.
You want to quit, right?
So we have an issue. The issue is named Laura. If this were ESPN, they'd be calling it the Laura issue. It's like a body issue, except instead of naked bodies, it's just towels on floors.
She has temper tantrums, screamed at me within earshot of the guests. You know, asked her to do turndowns. There's towels everywhere. She said, get your shit together.
She's just running it down like a grocery list.
She's like, I'd like you to give her a gentle reminder of the hierarchy of the boat, or we can fire her, or I can quit. Those are three options.
He's like, what about Captain Jax?
I'll get you a boat of Captain Jack's as well. Okay? There's four options.
There's a fifth option. We do have some new Cheerios.
Oh, okay. Well, this is getting interesting. Listen, I can't just be pulling stews off the fig trees out here.
Actually, you can. Laura just climbed up one.
Oh. God damn it. How'd you get on that fig tree?
Well, I'll have a word with her, and if she doesn't get on board, that fig is off the tree. Kate's like,
all right, well, Captain Jax it is.
So then we just get shots of Asa, who is just hilarious.
Yeah. So,
like, every time they show her, she's eating something every time they show her, and she's like, delicious.
They literally handed her some Tic Tacs. She's like, oh, I don't know what you did to make these Tic Tacs so delicious, Adrian, but they are giving me amazing breath right now.
I'd love a Dick Dack. I mean, so in the crew mess, Laura, Ross, and the surfer guy Tyler are there, and Surfer's like, you all right? She's like, am I all right? Have you checked yourself? Sorry. And Ross is like, actually, you yelled, and you shouldn't yell. I don't know what you're going through, but I was like, yeah, you don't. I was like, you little dumb.
Like, meanwhile, Josiah's upstairs already plotting the next movie. He's like, why don't you just fire her, Kate? Then we can do two charters by ourselves. Dedicate them both to Master Pearson.
Knowing that Master Pearson is going to grow up to be the Master Crusader, the least I could do is a few extra loads of laundry while I'm coming up with the plans for that flying car.
What Kate doesn't really realize is that my job now is to commandeer this yacht and bring it to Master Pearson's lair. Part one of that plan means getting rid of Laura. Part two is getting rid of everyone else.
So then in the kitchen, the chef is making fun of Laura. He's like, you better check yourself. And she's like, you better. You, everybody better check themselves, or I swear to God, I'm going to beat up everyone. Sorry.
Sorry. Meanwhile, Helen the goth chick is like, this is a palate aphrodisiac. It's like, Helen, you have a napkin in your mouth. So I should also remind everyone that this charter is like a weird Frankenstein charter, Dr. Frankenstein's charter, because it's like basically three or four couples stuck together, because clearly these are people who volunteered to come on the show and they were not matched with any group, so they just were all jumbled together and they clearly don't know each other, which makes this even more hilarious, because watching the other guests just stare at Helen is worth it. It's like, it's one of the, like, the ongoing jokes of this entire episode.
Because the ladies are just like, oh, well, what do you think of that? Well, that looks dangerous. What is that, a ladder to go up to the next? Oh, that looks scary. I don't know if I want to do that. And then Asa's having, like, you know, what am I trying to say? Orgasms over the food. They're like, I don't know about that. They're just staring at her.
Oh, yeah. So good. Oh.
Yeah. So now Ashton goes and checks in on Laura because he's trying to get in her pants still. And he's like, everything okay? You doing okay here? She's like, you know what? Like, it's not cool. You know, don't, like, laugh at my expense. And she tells us, I was being walked all over and humiliated. Like, sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, you were publicly humiliated. You just screamed at somebody in front of everybody, you dope. So dessert, Asa's like, I'm already pleased with the visuals, Adrian. Where's Adrian? I want him to watch us bite into this.
Oh, the thrill of watching this lady bite into a chocolate. So, she's like, bring Adrian up. So he comes up and he's just like, everyone's just like staring at her. She's like, all right, everyone. Time to bite into the chocolate. And she bites in. And I don't know if you noticed it, but this other guy at the table was just staring at her like, this fucking bitch. I paid $10,000 to get to Tahiti. And this is what I have to sit with? This bitch? Eating a piece of chocolate for the first time?
Adrian, I wanted you to witness it. He's like, awesome. And Josiah's like, she's the best charter guest ever. King says, I want to dress like her for Halloween. And then Asa goes, who else can taste the crunch?
original slogan for Skittles. So,
taste the crunch.
So now, meanwhile, down in like the beach club, as they call it, Laura and Riley are hanging out, and Laura's venting about everything, and she's like, you know what? I had to go off on Kate. I was like, settle down. Like, all you have to do is say, oh, hey, you forgot a towel on the floor. Pick it up. Like, God forbid you pick it up yourself, you know? I'm like, or you could, like, not leave it there because it's your job.
Yeah, do. And Laura, Riley's like, yeah, well, I want to fuck that guy and marry him. So, good talk.
Yeah, like I was saying, Kate, right? I mean, you're like, she's like the most fakest, most horrible woman I've ever met in my life. It's like, sorry, what made you check yourself? Are you even a human? Literally check yourself. Sorry.
I mean, it's not like I want a relationship or anything, because I know we're just on a boat, but I really want a relationship with that guy. Just saying, don't care what he does. Totally care what he does.
I'm sorry.
And that's actually the best kind of friendship, where you're just like both talking and neither listening. It's like, but both of you leave with something, you know?
Yeah, exactly. A chain link. Now, I just got body shamed by my bracelet because the chain link just broke off. It's like, really? It's like that scene in Arrested Development where Lucille Booth is like, says to what's her face, the daughter, being like, well, I feel like you're testing the real tensile strength of that bracelet. And I was always like, ha ha ha. And now I actually have done it myself. Where did this chain link go? Carry on. I'm sorry. I lost my chain link and my bracelet.
And so Laura's bitching about Kate, and Riley's like, look, I just want to say you can be strong for 2 weeks, okay? Just rise above it, girl. It's going to be fine. Which is really hilarious advice coming from Riley. So then Kate's like, I don't think I've ever been this pissed. I don't like Sass, and I don't like a Stew who can't do her job. And I don't like Sassy Stew either.
which actually is a thing. Have you ever had sassy stew? Very hot. Burns your tongue.
Yeah.
You know, that combo's the worst. So Adrian comes in for a creep hug on Laura because that's what happens. You know, a girl's like, oh, my feelings are hurt. And guys are like, my penis can help it.
Exactly. And on top of that, to make things even worse, he comes in. It's like, not only is he doing that creepy hug, but he makes schmoopy noises. He's like,
come on, give me a hug.
Give me a hug.
I
can argue right now.
Yeah.
So now,
gross.
A truly amazing moment. It's breakfast. It's the next morning. And Kate is just sort of like walking through the downstairs part of the yacht, like, I'm Kate. I'm just going to walk. And Laura is there. She's got
just
like. Just staring at my phone. Clearly, nothing's going to interrupt me right now. And Laura is like holding a giant thing of core water. And as Kate walks by, Laura's like, Kate, do you know where the bread plates are? And Kate just doesn't respond. And not only does she just totally ignores her. And so then Laura's like walks behind her and is like, Kate. Kate just is like, oh, well, look at that. I have zero messages in the past 15 seconds. I guess I'll check again. I'll look at my phone again. She just walks up the stairs looking at her phone, ignoring Laura. And Laura just is like walking right up behind her. So then Kate just slows down, basically comes to a stop, and then starts moving, then stops, then moving, then stops. And Laura's like, could you hurry up? Because I am holding something. Thanks.
She goes, I don't know why you're doing that on purpose, but
then Laura then like serves some stuff to the guests outside and they're like, can we have some orange juice or whatever? And she's like, sure. So she goes into the galley to get the orange juice and Kate's already there. And Kate does the other amazing bitch power move, which is that she answers the question 5 minutes later. So Laura's like, I'm just going to come in and get some orange juice. And Kate goes, the bread plates are up here. That's where they've always been, with the salt and pepper. They're right above the bread knives. That way you can always figure it out. You know, bread knives, bread plates. It's sort of obvious. You know what I'm saying?
She's like, God, I guess I'm too short to see it. She goes, yeah, it's been there the whole time. So,
yeah.
Okay, well, I'm taking over. You need to go talk to Captain Lee now because there's a fig on a tree that needs to be pulled. So have fun.
She's like, I don't know what that means, but sorry.
Just go up there. I'll be serving the bread plates from the cupboard that they've always been in. Okay, bye. That's fun.
So she goes up to see the captain. She's like, so what's up, Sori? And he's like, I understand. We had an issue last night. And here's what I need. I need you to do your goddamn job. All right? Listen, what this is not adventures in.
Babysitting. All right? Get your own goddamn bottle out of there, all right? Milk a breast, put it in a bottle, and drink it on your own, all right? I'm not babysitting anymore.
You know, I'm not an angry person, but unfortunately, what came out of me was, like, it just came out of me in a less than eloquent way, so I'm sorry for that, you know?
Smooth sailing ahead, sorry. And he's like, yeah, she wrote a check her ass couldn't cash.
And that's one of my favorite Captain Lee sayings, because it always makes me imagine an ass trying to cash a check.
It made me imagine him being in Top. Isn't it from Top Gun? Isn't that what Kelly McGillis says to Tom Cruise? Like, you're writing a check. Oh, no, it's like you're writing a check that your body can't cash or something like that.
Oh, God.
I'm just imagining Captain Lee driving a little car through, like, Florida while Take My Breath Away.
Take my breath away. Oh.
Maverick. I have every right to say that to you. And then he starts kissing Tom Cruise.
Duck, duck, ghost. God, that never gets old. I miss that guy.
So the captain's like, so Laura tells us, out of all the times she abused me, did it ever occur to me to go to the captain and tattle on her? No. And I'm like, yeah, because you don't have firing power, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, she also was probably told that she'd have to put a towel away in his captain quarters. She's like, oh, I'm not going to go up there. So... Adrian and Josiah are talking, and Adrian's like, hey, Josiah, how are you today? He's like, not very good. I'm having a bad hair day, which is in general just a bad hair day. Don't let Master Pearson see me.
So then we see Riley being forced to do menial labor, which is kind of what she's there for. But she's mad that Tyler is under her now, and he's getting to do all the stuff she doesn't get to do, like slide duty.
Yeah.
She's like, I've never get to see slide set up or the anchor.
Yeah.
I mean, if I bring it up, I'm shut down immediately. And I'm like, I don't think that anybody has begged to be on slide duty.
Yeah, yet. This is a first. This is a first in like the entire Below Deck canon, including Below Deck Med. Ross gives her like a little joystick. Like she's like doing an Atari thing. And she's like, fine. I guess I'll just control the apparatus that picks up and drops off the toys. That's very important. And basically the safety of the entire boat it depends on. Ugh.
So then breakfast is served and Kate's like, what I've learned from these guests is that at least two of them were in the mafia. Mm-hmm. Laura wouldn't mouth off to Richard. That's what cement boots will get you. Hmm. Submission.
Yeah. Yeah. So then.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Just then it was just like 2 minutes of Kate agreeing with herself. Yeah.
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 Pretty much.
And then we see a bunch of quick clips, and there was a shot of Ross looking out at the sky. He's like, well, it looks like rain in the distance, eh? I'm like, it's rained every single day on this show. Like, yeah, of course it's rain in the distance.
I know. I can't tell if he's talking about actual rain or if he just sees Riley coming towards him.
Yeah, she's
but
like,
Tyler's doing a lot of work, and he's like, God, he picks things up fast. And with Riley in a good mood, totally worth it. This is all going great. And she's like, how about Ross is like, Tyler, come with me. I'm gonna give you more important duties. And Riley's like, oh great, I'll just finish down here, whatever. And then Ross follows Tyler up the stairs and he's like, nice calf muscles, boy.
Yeah, oh Ross, he's just so perfectly gay porny.
Yeah, he really is. Like, he's finally decided to invite somebody else onto his webcam show.
Yeah. So then they're pulling into the dock, and Ross is like, hey, Roily, could you set the line? She's like, I already did it. He's like, okay. I'm like, if it is sort of bullshit, because, like, Tyler wiped down something on, like, the jet ski, and Ross is like, nice job, great calf muscles, you look sexy, got a boner. But then, like, Riley does something. She did something ahead of time, and he's like, okay. So, like, I get it. I understand why she's annoyed.
Yeah, but, you know, that's the thing of, like, yelling at people all the time. They tend to not want to work with you. It's crazy how that works.
Yeah, that's true, too.
So she's like, I'm sick of this growing up. At what point does it end? So Josiah's like, can we get a glass of Whispering Angel? That was funny.
Yeah.
And then Asa is on the phone, I think, talking to herself. They probably don't even have service out there. And she's like, you know I have a store in Beverly Hills, so that would be great. Have you ever tasted Crunch?
You know it'd be great. They should make a cereal based on this Crunch and just named after Captain Lee. They could just call it Captain Crunch, you know? That's my idea.
David, I think it's time to go to commercial. Do you want to go to commercial, David? David.
Don't miss Mary, Queen of Scots, the perfect story for our times, starring Academy Award nominee Saoirse Ronan.
Your queen is in Scotland now.
And Academy Award nominee Margot Robbie.
Queen Elizabeth, your cousin Mary has returned to rule.
She has a claim on your crown.
You would have me depose the sister monarch.
Critics are calling it thrilling, stunning. 5 stars.
If you murder me, you murder your sister.
Mary, Queen of Scots, in cinemas January 18th.
So then they finally set up this whole slide. And I love this. Two of the older ladies like come upstairs to look at the slide. They're like, oh, wow, that is a tall slide. Doreen, are you going to give it a whirl? No, it's too tall. What about Bruce? Is Bruce going to go? No, Doreen, you got to get Bruce to go. No.
Leslie, nope, not going to do it. That's dangerous. Margaret, nope.
Bernice,
I'm not doing it.
Bernice, slide time for you, Bernice. No. Tyler's why do you like, always push me on this?
Remember that time you taught me, you tried to make me drink froze and my teeth got cold? That really hurt.
I just love, there's some charter on every Below Deck season that just has like pleasant older ladies that just are like, no, I'm fine, just sit here. Don't mind me, I'm okay. Let me do my crossword.
And Tyler's like, I love old people, but these guests are lame.
Yeah, he's like, I like more active guests. Yeah, you know what? Like, on my old fire crew, my nickname was Throttle. I'm like, congratulations. Like, he sounds like he was like in the cast of Cars by Pixar.
He probably was.
Yeah, I know.
He's got that kind of wide-eyed look on him.
He's like, I used to be a snail named Turbo. How about that?
So Ross sees Riley, and he's like, I'll help you clean up down here and get everything done. She's like, I've got it. And he's like, oh, God, it's like she's trying to prove something with all this work she's doing. For Christ's sake, woman, grab a dish and a rag and get to it.
It was so patronizing, though, because it's like the fact that this is actually, like, again, another sort of, like, complicated situation because in a certain sense, she is trying to prove, like, you know what, you don't have to treat me like a woman. Like the way that they're saying woman, you know, like you don't have to treat me like lesser than I should elaborate as, you know, like I'm just as capable just because I'm a woman, you know? So in a sense, she is proving something, but at the same time, there's an element of like, she's just doing her job. And the fact that he perceives that she's needing to prove something is sort of like an inherently condescending perspective to have. So it's like a really fascinating sort of like workplace dynamic that I think probably a lot of people deal with.
Yeah. So he's like, let me just help. I see you trying. I see it. And she's like, I got it. He goes, you sure? Yes, I got it. I've got it the third time. I've got it. You want to ask me a third time? Want to ask me a fourth time? I've said it four fucking times. You want me to go somewhere and let me do it? I said I got it four fucking times. Like, whoa. She's like a one-woman riot in the streets. It's like, jeez.
I love it when she gets mad. She's like, I've said it four times, and the fifth time, it's going to be ruder than the fourth time, and the sixth time, it's going to be even more obnoxious than the fifth time, and the seventh time will be surprisingly nice, but then the eighth time will be even worse. Worst of one of all. And the ninth time, you don't even want to know about the ninth, tenth time I can say it backwards.
Yeah. Well, listen here. You're just saying so short. And you've got an attitude problem. She's like, I have an attitude because I'm being interrupted, Ross. Okay? That is what? You want to do it a fifth time? Do it a fifth time. Hey, how about a 19th time? I'll sit here and wait for you to get through 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 18, so I can hear you do it a 19th time.
Like, geez. Got it to infinity. And then meanwhile, Josiah just casually sneaks in. He's like, don't mind me. I'm just here to get gossip. That's all. Carry on the fight. I just have to report back to Kate.
Ross is like, she's got to go. Bloody hell. And she's like, yeah, bloody hell's right. And so he leaves. And she's like storming through the boat. And she's like, that is it. I'm eating noodles in my room.
And then they just cut to Doreen napping with core water on the deck. As long as I have this core water, everything is hunky-dory. They should call it door water, as in hunky-dory water.
I know these poor people are having to sit through so many staff fights on this episode.
So Riley's stomping through the boat. She's like, for fuck's sake. And she just like storms by, and Tyler's like, I feel like I'm out of the loop on so much stuff. I'm like, way to go, throttle.
And Laura goes, me too, bro. I'm like, how are you left out of shit? You're causing this shit. Okay, yeah. It's not the same. And he's like, I love to see people lose their shit, as long as I'm not in the middle. Unless I'm in the middle and there's also a fire, in which case I'll be in the middle with the hose getting that fire.
Hashtag throttle.
So Ross goes to Ashton to cry about it. He's like, yeah. If she won't listen, I'm going to replace her. I'll just find someone that listens. And Ashton's like, one day she's happy, the next she's miserable. It's annoying.
It's so annoying. So then meanwhile, Kate's like, Kate, Laura. Anyway, Kate, Laura, could you do the cabins for me, please? And like, try not to leave towels everywhere like usual. Thank you. Laura's like, no problem. Laura, did you copy? She didn't copy, did she? Laura, did you copy? Laura's like,
she goes, yes, I copied, but I did it in my mic piece and it wasn't plugged in. Sorry.
And Kate goes, copy.
And then Laura's like, she's just trying to make me so mad and making me unplug my mic from my radio like that. Did you see how she made me do that?
I'm sorry. She always gets me every single time. So then lunch is served, and Helen is just, like, sitting at the table, threatening Adrian with a good time. She's like, so I'll see you in the kitchen at 6, right? I'm going to do a little fun time in the kitchen at 6. Which is, you know, it's really, I mean, it's hilarious to us, but it's also like, Adrian, I hope you take notes, because this is basically what you're doing to Laura every single time, every single night.
Yeah, but he kind of likes it.
He does.
He's like, yeah, I mean, she's hot. She reminds me of my first girlfriend, who is...
Peruvian, had a big bosom. But unfortunately, she's married to Tony Soprano. So
I was like, he's like the only person who's like loving the attention, you know?
Yeah. So then Ross is with Captain Lee, and there's some bad weather coming in. So it's like, time to bring in the slide and all the toys. God damn it. So they're bringing all the stuff, and Ross is like, all right, Tyler, you bring in the slide, and Ashton, you bring in the jet ski, and Riley, here's a tissue. Why don't you just bounce the tissue up and down and make it look like a little ghost and be like, ooh, haunted yacht, haunted yacht.
She's like, ugh! She's stewing. And then we get another good little porn scene where Ross is like, my nipples are getting hard. And Ashton's like, Ross's balls shrivel up when the storms are coming.
Hey, Riley, how's that tissue going? How's it going? I need to see it lift up, lift down, lift up, lift down. She's like, damn it, Ross.
Get that tissue ready. It needs to be ready to take a load. She's like, right. Jesus. She's like, it's a load-bearing tissue, darling.
All right, Riley, what I need you to do is I've got this coaster. I need you to bring this upstairs and put it under someone's drink and then come back downstairs. It's an important job.
Say it again, Ross.
So Laura and the chef, Laura's complaining because she has to dance because they're going to do this big Tahitian dance thing for the guests. And then Ross is, Riley is still so fuming at Ross. So she goes up to Ross. She's like, where would you like me? And he's like, you can go. We don't need you. And she's like, I'm over it. Tyler has no experience on boats, and now he's above me. You know, I don't respect these guys because they don't give me the respect I deserve. Which, I mean, I can see. But I can't wait to see this explode. But this is one of those things that's exploded so many times.
Yeah.
It's like, how many times can you be at the Great Geyser in Yellowstone before you're like, it's steam coming out of the ground?
Yeah.
That was exactly. Fun.
So Helen is now getting ready for her big moment in the kitchen. She's like in these high heels, her tits are like out, she got a bra out, like, I mean, she is like going in for the full Adrian seduction.
Bra under a blazer.
It's like like some sort of like mylar contraption. So she's just like, she's up there helping Adrian chop cauliflower, and she's like, dinner is how I unwind. It's the anticipation of what's to come later on. That can be an amazing experience. You know what I'm saying? He's just like,
you're so gross. And he's like, yeah, I'm a bit of a hectic chef. And she's like, that's okay. And he's like, okay, so right now I'm making creamed celery. I'm like, why would you make something creamed? Why? Like, at this point, you're just egging her on, you know?
Yeah, it's... He probably thought that just by merely mentioning celery that her lady boner might go down.
Yeah, but he creamed it. Yeah. It's like a phallic vegetable that's creamed. Like, yeah. Thanks. So now Ashton is downstairs writing the script for the big show. He's like, all right, here's what I want. I want it to be set in an opera house, and there's a very pretty lady, but she's being haunted by a man with a mask. Like, okay. So it's very Tahitian. Yeah. So when Kate and Riley are on the deck, and Kate's like,
hello, Riley. How's it going today?
She's like, has this ever happened?
Yeah.
Who is Kate?
Yeah, it was
And
odd.
What did you do with her?
It was very
And Riley's like, that's a loaded potato.
So Kate's like, all right. Here's the thing, Riley. Like, you're complaining a lot, but, like, you should be so happy because you get to be on a yacht and you don't have a lot of responsibility. So just, like, enjoy it. And, like, be the bigger person and don't get sassy. And I was like, fine.
Yeah, she's like, I should just let them do all the work. Like, what the hell? Kate's like, yeah, be lazy. She's like, oh, my God, this is, like, the best advice anyone's ever given me.
Yeah, be like seashells and sea rocks and sea glass and let yourself be scattered along the tablescape.
Yeah, I mean, sure enough, at one point you're going to be picked up and put back into a Ziploc bag. But then just know you'll be taken out again for a different theme. It's all going to work out.
Yeah.
So she's like, just be honest and say you want to finish the season and you're sorry, okay? Be the bigger person, okay? Yeah.
Which is funny because it's like that advice coming right back to Riley.
And Riley is the bigger person compared to Ross. So that's, you know, it's easy.
So I don't know why I thought it was so funny. But Josiah's like, of course I'll take a picture of you, Asa, and you, Chef. To the death do you part. Perfect.
He's like, so now, I'm sending this to Master Pearson. Oh, never know. His first time.
So now it's time for the Riley Ross showdown.
Yeah.
She's like, or I guess the makeup. But she's like, I just wanted to say, I like working for you, but I don't get to do big things. I don't get, like, called in to do big things. Do you want to say it again, Ross?
Yeah. Which is something she should have said a long time ago. So she's starting to choke up and everything because she feels like she's always doing menial stuff. And Ross is like, Roller, I like working with you. I really do. And what you don't see is, if you stop and listen, you'd realize that while you're doing the little tissue dance, that is actually the most important thing we could do on the boat. Because if you weren't doing the tissue dance, then...
Do you remember when I asked you to take gum off the bottom of tables? That's so important. Because if you didn't do that, people eating at the tables might get gum on the knees. Do you understand? It's extremely important.
Remember the time I told you that you have to scrub down the window by the salon? That's extremely important because if you can't see out that window, you might not see a seagull. If you don't see the seagull, you might not realize there are more seagulls coming and they could get gummed up in the boat. And that's very important.
And she's like, ooh, I just don't like feeling like I'm doing menial work. Like, I don't even give a shit if you let me go. And he's like, I'm not going to let you go, but I am going to let this go. You can disagree all day or agree with me. Okay. Now, in the position with the tissue up and down, wave hello. Okay. Good job.
Now, let's see how your progress has come. Okay. 3, 2, 1, tissue dance. Up and down and up and down and up and down and left and right, left and right, left and... Riley, what do we say about left and right?
I was like, I can't do it anymore. He's like, you surrender? All right, great. She's like, damn it, I fell into that one. So the captain joins the guest for dinner. And then everyone's gathering downstairs in the mess to get their to-do list for the night. And Kate goes, I made a checklist for Laura. She's going to checklist herself. So she tells Laura, you need to checklist yourself. And Laura's like, oh, okay, that was good.
That one was good. You're like Dave Coulier. That was good. That was hilarious. Sorry, that was actually funny. That was funny, Kate. And then Riley, meanwhile, is like, well, I'm coming to realize I actually have a temper, so maybe I am the issue.
Yeah.
And that's why we do the tissue dance.
She's eating her noodles alone in her room. Like, I got it from my dad. It's hard to admit it, but I guess it's me.
So everyone has dinner, and then, like, towards the end of dinner, the crew comes up to do a Tahitian dance. I felt uncomfortable during this. I was like, this, like, they always have to do these little Tahitian things, but this one felt like really, like, I feel like they're gonna get some heat for this. I don't know
why they didn't do anything. Wasn't this where he did the little play? He's like,
it was like a bunch of white people being like, well, except for Ross, being like, oh, we're Tahitians and these are our ancient Tahitian traditions and like here's our, like, I don't know, I was like, this feels like it's gonna be get some blowback.
Oh god, I mean I doubt it. It's pretty innocent. It's just a bunch of guy in hula skirts. He's like, this is the story of a man on a slide.
<That's true. laughs> It was really the least inspiring Tahitian parody we've seen, at the very least. It will get blowback just for being an uncreative
yeah,
bringing a slide.
I mean, if they got blowback for the book, okay, the book of the musical, then okay.
Yeah.
Kate's like, okay, well, she's checking Laura's work, and she's walking through the room. She's like, yes, well, Laura has done a fantastic job now that I've given her a checklist. Good job. You did your job.
You did it. Wow. Wow, that's amazing. It's amazing how you do your job so well when you do it exactly the way I ask you to do it. Yeah, thanks. So glad.
Oh, so Laura and Ashton are talking at night, and she's like, God, I'm so exhausted, and Kate, like, were nice to each other, so that was good. And he's like, move your foot off that. She goes, why? Is it dirty? He's like, no, because it's an anchor, and if you don't move your foot, anything can happen. The anchor could go down. Your foot could go down. She goes, you'd know about that, wouldn't you?
Kate, like, to Laura. Kate to Laura. Laura, feel free to put your foot on the anchor. Thank you. Copy. Kate to Laura.
So Laura's like, oh, gosh. You know, I don't really know him yet, but he sure is adorable. So in the morning, everyone's, you know, just having morning time or whatever. And Riley just goes up to Ross and she's like, you want to hug it out? And then they hug it out. And he's like, oh, I have a soft spot because she means well. And I'm done with the attitude and I hope I got through to her. And God, she does a tissue dance for the ages. Never seen anything like it.
Dear Mom, it's your boy Ross. I'm writing to tell you, I know we haven't spoken in 15 years, but I saw a tissue dance today that was so powerful. I felt I had no other choice but to reconnect with you. I miss you like a tissue. I rhymed that on purpose. Love, your son Ross.
So Riley's like, what are you doing, Tyler, after the boat? Like, maybe we could do something together. Like, I was thinking it would be cool to see what the jungles are like. And he goes, yeah, there's epic shit out there. Which is like The Notebook, you know. And so Riley is like, of course I have feelings for him. Like, he understands me the best. Maybe because I had sex with him right away.
That'll help.
Yeah.
So now it's time to come into port and like radio silence until we get to the dock, which I thought was like, oh shit, something's gonna happen. But then I forgot that Chandler and Caroline weren't there anymore to fuck it up, so they just went to the dock.
Yeah, and the lady's like, parting is such sweet sorrow. They're like, okay, thanks Shakespeare. Just hand us that money, shall ya?
She's like, before I hand this tip. We haven't finalized the tip amount, but oh my god, I'm just getting really choked up leaving this yacht. I don't know what's happening to me. I wish I had a tissue right now. And Riley's like, get it now. Thanks for this tissue, Riley. You know what? We're gonna add in an extra 10% tip. See, Royally,
it's not venial after all.
You do have an important role, Royally, after all.
Say it again. So it's time for the tip meeting. The captain's like, all right, now speaking as a critic, those skits last night were hilarious. Broadway came back to life. Now
I laughed, I cried, I saw cats. It was better than cats.
Now, but I'm a bit concerned. As a captain, I'm a bit concerned that we may be losing focus. All right, now, look at my hand. What letter is this? It's an E, goddammit. What am I, a babysitter?
Now, some of you guys don't seem like you. I don't even know what you guys are doing. Riley, you look like you've been downstairs playing with a tissue all day long, okay?
God damn it, Ross. You set me up. Sorry.
Now, look. This is not a democracy. You don't get a vote. I'm asking you to love everyone. You don't have to. But if everyone's doing their job, no one should have complaints. Now, let's end on a strong finish. Ross, Ashton. That's your cue. They're like, all right, let's spam all over each other. And they got 20 grand.
Yeah, which was really good. So they're all happy. They're cleaning, and now it's time, ready to go out. And they pile into the vans and stuff. And Laura's like, I'm cold. And Ashton's like, come over here. I'm going to warm you up with my boner, if you don't mind. And actually, but before they do that though, Adrian's with Laura. She's getting ready to go out. She's doing her hair and Adrian's like, oh yeah. Tonight should be fun. It's gonna be really cool. Cause that guy, Ashton, that you're interested in. Yeah. He likes to grind on all the girls when they go up. But I'm just saying that just a casual piece of information for you.
Yeah. And at first she's like, ew, I'm just a number. And, she tells us like, I'm unsettled. I'm definitely not just a girl who hooks up randomly with people. Sorry. But then she tells Adrian, she's like, stop putting shit in my head, Adrian. You're just miserable, which is pretty accurate. Yeah. You know, she's a lot of things, but she's also a decent judge of character. She got it right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they get to the club and Ashton's like, well, I'm going to hold back because of Laura. I'm only going to dry hump 5 girls tonight instead of the usual 12.
But of course they immediately get there and they're like, yeah, girls.
Yeah,
they're like sweating their faces off, like just grinding up on everybody.
Yeah, they're literally so sweaty. And Riley's grinding on Tyler, and you know, it looks like they're gonna have sex on the dance floor right there. But then there's just more and more dancing, and everything seems to be going along swimmingly for all the showmances. But then something happens. Laura starts acting cold. Laura, so Ashton's like, well, I don't know what's going on, but Laura's acting cold to me. I'm like, I don't really understand. I don't really see her acting that cold. I mean, like, she, like, just because she's not dry humping you every single second at the club does not mean she's acting cold.
Well, she is probably, like, less all over him because she just heard that stuff from Adrian. And, you know, she wanted him to come up and be like, is everything all right, lovely love?
Yeah.
But instead, he used that as an excuse to just go hump on some girls. He's like, well, she was being cold, so I'm going to hump on some girls.
Yeah. And meanwhile, Tyler is just, like, also, he's, like, fully making out with a girl right in front of Riley. And he's like, you know what? This is Throttle here speaking. And, listen, I want to sit in my rocking chair when I'm 75 and have some stories, man. I'm like, you're already in Tahiti on a yacht on a TV show. You know, you don't, I don't know if you need to add the random, like, lady on the dance floor right in front of Riley.
Although we do all have
pretty well.
We all do have good memories of our grandpas sitting there on a rocking chair telling us about all the girls they fucked when they were 25. Yeah. So, you know, there is that.
That's true. That's true.
So, yeah, the boys are making asses out of themselves. And Riley's like, well, we're not in a relationship, so I guess I can't hold him to standards. But, you know, he's just thinking with his dick. And Laura is not taking it like that.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, whatever. You do you, sorry.
Yeah. Well, because Riley's mindset is like, yeah, that's fucked up, but I'm horny, so I'm going to have sex with Tyler anyway. But Laura's like, you know, like, he can do whatever he wants to do, you know? But, like, don't hold my hand an hour before and then go dancing with these other girls. It's just rude. Like, where are we, in Halifax or something? It's rude.
I love your Canada shaming.
It's more like just Canada referencing. What is he, like a newfie? You know what I'm saying? Stupid hoser.
It's your Canada one-upping. So let's see. Right on the way back, Riley is in the Tyler sleeping on Riley, or like cuddling in Riley's vag, and Ashton's also in there, and she's like, God, you guys did not hold back going after those local Tahitians. I mean, I'm just gonna chalk it up to drunken brotherhood. Let's bone. I gotta pee. I could do it right now. And when Riley says she has to pee, I do get worried for everybody else. I'm like, oh no.
I know. Riley's like, okay, Tyler, let's get this done with. I learned a new technique I like to call the tissue dance. Let me show you something.
So they are just as good as ever and go bone all night, which is hilarious. Yes. Because they keep intercutting it in between this scene of Ashton and Laura. And they're talking on the deck while that starving dog is just staring at them.
Yeah. Tyler's like slapping Riley's ass. Yeah. Like a lot of stuff happening all at once.
Yeah.
So Laura and Ashton are talking. They're like talking on like a random, like a post or something on the dock, on the pier. And Laura's like, am I pissed off? Yeah. Yeah. I'm really pissed off. It's like driving over Niagara Falls and forgetting your passport. Sorry.
But what I do to upset you? What I do to upset you? She's like, nothing, but nothing. Yeah, but what I do? Slap on Riley's ass. Slap on Riley's ass. He's like, but what's changed from before we went out to now? He doesn't remember being out. I mean, come on. This guy's so practiced.
You laid your bed, which doesn't make sense, and you made your bed, and you stayed in your bed, and you flayed your bed, and you paid for your bed, and now you're gonna go sleep in it, okay?
It's like, I love beds, you want to get in it? She's like, no, listen to me,
I'm not gonna say what you have to do to yourself, but it possibly involves personal checking and to yourself.
She's like, well, the chef told me that you hooked up with girls, like a lot of girls. And he's like, I didn't hook up with anyone from the time we left until right now. What's the problem? She's like, I'm gonna walk away. And he's like, all right then, it's good listening to me. And got my dick in a local. All right.
And then over the sound of like the Tahitian breeze, we hear, oh my god.
And then from far, far away, I tired.
I tired. Hey, that's exactly what I am. I tired. So that was Below Deck for the week. Another fun thing. I'm so sad that this season is drawing to a close, but we are really excited because we're going to be doing our very, very, very first Below Deck live show for the first night in Charleston So whatever the below deck is that week, that's what we're going to recap in Charleston at the intimate venue. And then we're also going to be doing below deck for our first Dallas show. So we're going to cram in two below deck live shows. We think the finale is going to be airing that week in Dallas. So it should be good. It'll either be finale or reunion. We'll see. We'll talk. So go to watchwhatcrapins.com to get tickets for that Dallas show and all our other things. Ronnie, you're my favorite. I love talking with you. I love great riding times. This yacht with you.
Yeah, babe.
When I do the tissue dance, I'm going to think of you. Okay?
Oh, man. Okay, everybody. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Don't miss Mary, Queen of Scots, the perfect story for our times, starring Academy Award nominee Saoirse Ronan.
Your queen is in Scotland now.
And Academy Award nominee Margot Robbie.
Queen Elizabeth, your cousin Mary has returned to rule.
She has a claim on your crown.
You would have me depose the sister monarch.
Critics are calling it thrilling, stunning, 5 stars.
If you murder me, you murder your sister.
Mary, Queen of Scots, in cinemas January 18th.
London, 1941. Emmy dreams of becoming a lady war correspondent, yet finds herself working for a formidable agony aunt at a women's magazine. Not permitted to answer letters with any unpleasantness, Emmy can't ignore these women waiting for answers. She secretly starts writing back. What harm could that possibly do? The perfect antidote to these dark January days, Dear Mrs. Bird, is the gloriously uplifting Sunday Times best-selling novel that is just the tonic for a weary nation. Available now in paperback, ebook, and to download on Audible.